to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Did you realize that this is one of the first times in all of sacred scripture that we actually have documentation that we hear the voice of God? And you might say, well, wait a minute, he talked to Moses at the burning bush. No, that was the message of it. That was an angel, the messenger. You say, well, he talked to the blessed man. That was another angel. A bunch of angels here. Now, a couple of times we have God talking to Moses and to Elijah, but not very often. But for everybody, for the heavens to open and the thunderous voice, I love that's a great adjective, thunder of God comes down and everybody hears, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased, should catch our attention. There's a couple of things that should catch our attention in all of our readings today, but that in particular, in conjunction with the dialogue between John and Jesus, because John is hesitant at first because he knows what's going to happen. He's like, are you sure you want to do this? Because something bigger than me is going to happen. And Christ's response, allow it for now. Allow it at this time. Now is the appointed time. Now is the moment. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's take action. So why does God pick that moment in the life of Jesus Christ to have his thunderous voice heard by everyone present? He is pleased at that moment. Why? Because Jesus is taking action. He's beginning something profound, life-changing, world-changing, universe-changing, creation-changing. He's beginning his public ministry. He is taking action. And the voice of God thunders aloud. And that is our call today, because all too often we delay taking action in our faith. We delay taking action when it comes to God. We wait, well, one day I'll be 80 years old and I'll pray the rosary like all the other 80-year-olds when they're cramming for the final and trying to make up for their lost time when all they were bad. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't need to go to Mass every day or every Sunday because I'm still young and I'm still free and I can do whatever I want. I don't care. I'm not old yet. And you get old and you're like, oh, I got to hurry up. Jesus starts at a young age and God is pleased with that. He takes action immediately. And you see this not just in individual lives and just ourselves just kind of putting off, but culturally, we are putting off our faith. Culturally. You know, when I was born in... Y'all all know I just had a birthday. So my birthday is January 8th. You know when I was born, which is not that long ago, I was born on the 8th of January. You know when my baptism date was? January 18th of the same year of 1969. I was born on the 8th, baptized on the 18th. 10 days later. You know what the average age of children that I baptize today is? And I'm not that old. Almost two. What are you waiting for? Did you not know you were pregnant? Surprise! I had no idea. Did nobody tell you that you were going to have to baptize this child? I had no idea. No, we had an idea. You had better things to do. Other things to do, not better. I got knitting to finish. I got something else to do. There's a friend of mine who's mad at me. I don't care. But because I'm not going to a wedding of their daughter. First of all, I can't because it's outside of the church and they don't understand that. They're mad at me for that. And then I said, what's the point? They've been living together for 3 years. What are we celebrating? Their love. Well, then do it 3 years ago. What are you waiting for? Why are we putting it off all the time? I don't feel right. I don't feel good. I don't feel like it. I got baseball, basketball, football. I got soccer. I got dancing. I got ballet. I've got to do my nails. I've got to get my hair done. I've got to go, I don't know, just every excuse in the book not to take action in our faith. I didn't want to. I was too afraid. Somebody might say something bad about me or to me. or post something on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever kind of thing you want to do. Who cares? Today is the day to take action, because the biggest complaint that we have about our Catholic faith is that I don't feel anything. Well, let me tell you what, 2,000 years ago when Jesus came out of the water, I guarantee you those people felt something when they heard the thundering voice of God. And if you want to hear the thundering voice of God, then take action. This is the time today. Quit just coming to church or doing little prayers before the meals. That's enough. It is time to tell your children and grandchildren, get that kid baptized, quit living together, go get married, participate in the sacraments, go to Mass, and get thee to a confessional. It is time. I don't hear God. First of all, you're not listening. Second of all, you're not taking action with the gift that is given to you. I've got other things to do. Well, in this life and in our faith, if you want to be a part of this amazing journey, and it is pretty amazing, believe me, when you go all in, if you want to take action, today ask yourself, what do I have to lose if I go to Mass more than once a Sunday? What do I have to lose if I get my kid baptized whenever they're 10 days old? What do I have to lose by participating fully in the sacramental life of the church? Absolutely nothing. You don't have anything to lose. You got everything to gain. But if you don't take action, you got everything to lose too.